It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new study explores why recent protests against racism and police brutality don't seem to have led to spikes in new coronavirus cases. A research team studied case counts for COVID-19 and cell phone data tracking people's movements. They looked at roughly 300 cities, most of which saw protests but did not see a big rise in cases. CU Denver professor Andrew Friedson is one of those researchers. He says the protests brought out a lot of people, but they also kept a lot of people home.
If you have one large event and at the same time everyone else, right, this is a large event, 10,000, 20,000 people, but you have another 1, 2, 3 million who are staying home, that can be enough to offset each other.
The working paper was published by the National Bureau of Economic Research. It has not been peer-reviewed yet. Coloradans along the Front Range can now comment on a plan to develop passenger rail service from Fort Collins to Pueblo. Here's KRCC's Abigail Beckman.
The online meeting runs through the end of the month and shows potential routes for the 173-mile rail service. The state estimates that by 2050, an additional 3 million people will be living and commuting along the Front Range, where four-fifths of Colorado's population already lives. According to the state, plans for a rail system on the Front Range have been under consideration for more than a decade, although funding for the project has yet to be identified. For KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
Governor Jared Polis is traveling the Interstate 70 corridor today to sign a slew of new laws. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
In Silverthorne, the governor will sign several health care bills. One aims to expand access to telehealth. Another makes it easier for people to find out if they're eligible for government health care programs, like Medicaid. Polis will also highlight a new law that funds and extends the state's reinsurance program, which is designed to help bring down health care costs on the individual market. From there, Polis will travel to Grand Junction for more signings, including a bill that makes it easier for people to register their vehicles by allowing counties to set up standalone registration kiosks. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Grand Junction has a forecast high this afternoon of 99 degrees. It'll be 96 in Pueblo, 94 in Denver. This is CPR News.